Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday, and welcome to our very last episode of 2025. After this episode, the podcast is going on our end of year hiatus, and we will be back early 2026 feeling refreshed and brand new. And I'm not going to lie, I am so ready to get through this episode and wrap up 2025 in a pretty little bow and never speak on it ever again. I feel like I sound like such a broken record already, but you already know. It's not a surprise. This has not been my best year. It's been a challenging year, and I'm just ready to take the lessons that I've learned this year and move on with my life and not stay stuck in the past. And so I've really been anticipating this week's episode because after this, we are closing the door on 2025. But anyways, as you can tell by the title of today's episode, this is going to be our end of year reflection. I'm going to share my thoughts on the year, my biggest lessons that I've learned, my highs and lows. And I really just want to have a reflective conversation around 2025. I want to give thanks to my lessons, acknowledge my growth, and welcome in a brand new year. So I really hope that you enjoy today's conversation. Without further ado, let's get into it. So I know you've heard of HelloFresh before. They're the number one meal kit in America, making home cooking easier with chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients delivered straight to your door. But this winter, they're serving up even more to love. And honestly, this isn't the HelloFresh that you remember. HelloFresh is now bigger, healthier, and tastier than ever. They've doubled their menu, so you can now choose from up to 100 options every week, including seasonal dishes and recipes inspired by flavors from around the world with portions that actually satisfy. There are also 15 plus high-protein meals each week, veggie-packed options with two or more vegetables per dish, and steak and seafood recipes delivered weekly at no extra cost, now with three times the seafood options. I genuinely use HelloFresh and could not recommend it enough. It makes those busy weeknights so much easier. It helps me eat better and takes the stress out of cooking. And it's no surprise that 91% of customers say they feel healthier with HelloFresh. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/MissJasmine, SH10FM, to get 10 free meals plus free breakfast for life. That's one per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/MissJasmine, SH10FM, to get 10 free meals plus free breakfast for life. Okay, so to start off this conversation and whole end of year reflection, I thought I would share my honest thoughts about this year. And honestly, part of me was hesitant to even make this episode because this year wasn't the most positive. And on the podcast, I try to make sure that my content, my conversations are motivating, inspiring, and helpful to you. I don't want this to just be like a ranting or venting podcast. To me, that's just not the type of content I want to create. But I also have to be honest with myself, and sometimes I'm not going to be able to provide that motivation or inspiration to others if I myself am struggling. And that's something that I struggled with, I think, all year specifically, is just feeling like I had absolutely nothing to give to you guys that was of value or helpful. And I think that's a big reason why this year I was very inconsistent in terms of posting, whether for the podcast or my YouTube channel or content, because I myself was struggling and I felt the only way I can show up in the world is if I am helping, motivating, and inspiring others. But the reality is sometimes life does not work that way. And this year specifically really drained the energy, the life, the motivation out of me. And I have to give myself grace because I think sometimes, and I don't know if this is the oldest daughter in me or what, but I place these really high, unsustainable expectations on myself where I feel, okay, I have to be that person for my sisters or my friends or my audience. And I have to be the one that has the answers, and I have to be the one that can help others. And I have learned to unsubscribe from that identity because that is a very toxic identity to have, and it has left me feeling so drained and depleted this year. And I think that's a big reason why I'm taking a huge, or why I have taken a huge step back towards the end of this year. Just for some context, I pretty much have gone completely ghost in every aspect of my life. Aside from the podcast, I have not posted any content on YouTube, TikTok. I haven't even logged into Instagram, I want to say, since November. I've popped in like once or twice just to check a few things. But other than that, I've been completely off the grid. Even from my real life, like my real friends, my real family, I've had people check in on me asking, are you okay? Where are you? What's going on? Because towards the end of this year, I have just completely gone ghost, completely gone off the grid. And I felt like I really needed to do this for my well-being, for my mental health, because when I tell you that this year took everything from me, everything out of me, and left me with nothing, I am not exaggerating. I just kind of went off on a tangent there. But basically, I was hesitant to make this episode because I knew that I didn't have the most positive things to say. But going into 2026, I am just working on being more, I guess, unapologetic with where I am in life, or if I'm struggling, or, you know, if I'm just not the most positive, I'm just going to be unapologetic about it and not pressure myself into feeling or thinking like I have to have it figured out, or I have to be the one that holds it all together, because honestly, I'm over it. And this year has been the year of letting go of a lot. And a big part of what I've let go is those identities of like, I have to be that person for others. I have to be the one to help others and be the positive one and the motivating one. And I have to be the one that has my life together because everyone around me needs me. No, I need me. I need me right now. And everyone else, love you, but I gotta put me first because I need to get myself right. I need to get my spirit right. I need to get my mind right, my soul, my body, because I am at negative percent. And so I've been completely off the grid. I've been MIA. I've been just in my own world and just trying to do my best and navigate the end of this year the best way that I can, and just take everything that I've learned this year and not let it be in vain. The last thing I want to do is feel like a victim or victimize myself and think poor me, and oh my goodness, all these bad things happened to me and lost this friend and this happened. Like, it's very easy to get stuck in that mindset when you are being challenged. And don't get me wrong, I definitely have had my moments throughout this year where I had those thoughts, but I always did my best to make sure that I did not stay stuck in a victim mindset, because I refuse to be a victim in my own life of my circumstances or anything that's happening to me. And I choose to believe that everything that's happening to me is happening for me. At any moment, you or I have the opportunity to take back control of our lives. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now, as we are nearing the end of 2025. And so when it comes to my honest thoughts about 2025, all I can say is that this has been a consistently hard and challenging year. I've definitely had my fair share of challenging moments throughout my life, but something about this year was just extra spicy and quite literally had me in a chokehold. Looking at the themes in my life this year, it's really clear that this year for me, and I think for a lot of people as well, this year was about endings, letting go, removing, clearing out, surrendering, all of the above. I definitely grew a lot this year, just not in the ways that I was expecting. Usually we think growth means moving forward, building, elevating, but sometimes growth looks nothing like that. Sometimes growth can feel like loss. It can feel like failure and starting over. And that's definitely been the case for me this year. Most of 2025 has felt like everything was falling apart. And some of it was because of my own choices, my own decisions, and a lot of it things that were completely out of my hands as well. And definitely in the moment, a lot of it didn't make sense. A lot of it was painful and hard to deal with. But now that the dust has kind of settled, I finally see why certain things couldn't stay in my life or why certain things played out the way that they did. I literally burned my old life to the ground this year. I let go of everything that wasn't for me. I'm talking jobs, I'm talking friendships, identities, habits, everything. Everything that I felt, nope, this isn't for me, this doesn't feel right, this isn't of my highest good. That can only mean a new life is right around the corner. Was this year challenging? Absolutely. Did it have me in a chokehold? Absolutely. But it was also the most transformative, liberating, and life-changing year all at the same time. I have a sneaky feeling that in a year or two or five or 10, I will look back at 2025, replay all the things that happened, and feel so much gratitude. But I know that when you're in it and it's happening in the moment, it can feel like your whole world is falling apart and you're just trying to take it day by day and catch your breath. Trust me, that was me all freaking year. And now that I've had time to kind of slow down a bit, be with myself, reflect, I'm just feeling like I can finally breathe again. So yeah, those are my overall thoughts about this year, kind of in a nutshell. And as far as my biggest and hardest lessons from this year, I definitely have a few that I wanted to share. And again, I don't mean to be like super down or depressing in this episode, but sometimes that's just life. It's not always rainbows and sunshines and positivity and light and love. As much as I would love for it to be, life is ups and downs, hardships and blessings, joy and tears, love and heartbreak. Life is all of those things, and we can't experience one without the other. And when I do experience the hard things, it just makes me appreciate the beautiful moments even more. And it reminds me how fragile life can be and to just appreciate every moment and every season and all that. But anyways, my first biggest and hardest lesson from this year is definitely losing Luna. Losing Luna was one of the most painful things. I think grief in any form is so just challenging, and my heart goes out to anyone who's had to face it. Definitely threw me for a loop because it was something that we were not expecting. Just to recap really quickly, Luna was our cat, my first pet ever. She was 4 years old, and up until I want to say it was July of 2025, she's always been very healthy, active, normal. She's never like been sick or had any health issues that we were aware of. And then July of this year, she was having difficulty breathing, and so we rushed her to the vet that day. And long story short, it turns out that she was born with a heart condition. We never knew this. She never had any symptoms. or anything like that. Like I said, she was always very healthy and happy and active. So we found out about her heart condition in July. She got put on these meds and it became a big lifestyle change for us because we had to give her meds 3 times a day, but we were willing to, you know, do whatever we needed to do to keep her healthy and happy. But unfortunately, her heart condition went from being non-existent to us to heart failure, all in the span of, I want to say, a few weeks, not even a month. And in that short amount of time, we went from never knowing that she had a heart condition to her heart condition getting severely worse, spending thousands and thousands of dollars, her health declining in a short amount of time, and then eventually having to make the decision to put her down because it was not looking good and it was only going to get worse. And that was a huge shock because it happened so quickly and almost overnight. So that was definitely a hard thing to go through this year. I would say the second biggest lesson that I learned in 2025 is that I learned that love alone isn't enough to make a friendship or relationship work. I'm at a place in my life where if we don't align in terms of values, your character, or morals, I cannot force a relationship anymore. I have wasted so much time keeping people in my life just because of history or because I believed that they were a good person. And I think two things can be true at once. Someone can be a good person, but that does not mean they are a good person for you. And I think you can appreciate the memories that you have with someone and still accept that that connection has run its course and it's no longer working. I've definitely had to let go and end friendships and relationships this year, not because I wanted to, but because I had to. Real relationships sometimes will not always be peachy and easy. Sometimes you will have to have difficult conversations and communicate and things like that. But there are certain boundaries when it comes to friendships that I just can no longer ignore. I think that is the hardest part about a friendship breakup or a relationship breakup is when you have so much love for them. You know that they're a good person and they mean well, but they're not the right person for you in this season of your life or the person that you've grown into. That was really hard, learning that love alone isn't enough to make a friendship or relationship work. And another lesson that I learned this year, which was a much needed reminder and wake up call for me, but it's that companies will take everything from you if you let them. And listen, we all know how corporate life can be. We all know that at the end of the day, a company is going to do what's in the best interest of a company. Totally get that. But I think it hits harder when you are working for a company that you genuinely believe in and support, and you want to see the company succeed and do well. And a harsh realization that I was reminded of this year is that at the end of the day, a business is still a business. And if you don't set your boundaries or if you don't know your worth, it will drain you until you have nothing left to give, until you are hanging on by a thread. And this year taught me to never, ever, ever again, ever, ever, ever in my life give more to a job or a company than I give to myself. And lastly, the biggest lesson from 2025 has definitely been being okay with burning my entire life down to the ground. And I know that sounds so dramatic, but it's really true. As I mentioned, I have literally let go of so many things in my life. So many things have been removed from my life. I really started over this year. And with that, I really had to learn that starting over in life, or even just taking a pause, isn't failure. It's a chance to realign and to begin again. And I think we love to tell ourselves that success is supposed to be this straight, clear, clean path, but it's really not. Life doesn't move in a straight line. And sometimes you have to stop and check in with yourself and ask yourself, do I even want this anymore? Am I still going in the right direction? I think what's worse than starting over is waking up 20, 30, 40 years down the line and realizing that you stayed on a path that you knew wasn't for you. And now you're living a life that you absolutely hate. I rather pause, realign, reroute, and deal with the discomfort now than resent myself my life later. And this year I had to learn and accept that, you know, taking a pause isn't a setback. It's not a failure. It's me being honest with myself and, you know, being honest enough to say, this isn't working for me anymore. And being brave enough to pivot, even if I don't have all the answers, even if I don't know exactly what I want or what's next, at least I know what I don't want. And I think that's a great place to be. But I think especially with turning 30, you place these expectations on yourself of where you think you should be at a certain age and what your life should look like and your career and everything. And when it doesn't turn out that way, or when it's the exact opposite of what you thought it would be, it can feel like a big shock, or it can feel like a failure. But as I said, I rather be honest with myself today and start my entire life over today than wake up 20, 30, 40 years from now and wonder, what did I do with my life? Why did I go down this path? Why did I never go after this thing or make this decision and live a life full of regret? No, I want to live my life knowing I did everything that was on my heart, everything that I felt called and inspired to do, that I was brave enough to make big changes and go after the things that I wanted, even if I was uncomfortable, even if I was scared, even if I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen next. That is the life that I want to live. And in 2025, I definitely have felt that discomfort, that fear of, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? I don't have a plan. I don't have a clue. But I know that I'm walking away from what I don't want. And that is a start. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So we're deep into the holiday season, and for some people, this time of year is full of joy, traditions, and being surrounded by family and friends. And for others, it can definitely feel heavy, lonely, or a bit chaotic, and both can be true at the same time. The holidays are so rooted in tradition. Some of us grew up with a lot of them. Some of us are creating our own. For me, the holidays have become more about slowing down and being super intentional. And one tradition I've been really intentional about is prioritizing my mental health and being around people that feel safe. The holidays can definitely bring up emotions, family dynamics, pressure, and expectations. And therapy has been a way for me to check in with myself. And I love the idea of making therapy a holiday tradition, a tradition where you make space for yourself, reflect on the year you've had, and give yourself the support you deserve. Especially in December, when everything feels rushed, choosing therapy can help you close out the year with clarity instead of chaos. And if you've been thinking about starting therapy or getting back into it, BetterHelp makes it easy. It's online, flexible, and fits into your life no matter how busy the season gets. This December, start a new tradition by taking care of you. Our listeners get 10% off at betterhelp.com/sundaypod. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/sundaypod. Okay, so to end off this episode, I want to end off on a lighter note and share things that I'm genuinely proud of from this past year. And the first thing is I fell in love with my own solitude. And this year specifically, I pushed myself outside of my comfort zone with trying new things, going on more solo dates, and just romanticizing my alone time. And I think I really needed this. I've always been someone who values my alone time, whether I'm in a relationship or single, whether I'm on vacation with family or friends, it doesn't matter. I need to carve out time, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour, to be alone, just with my thoughts and things like that. But this year specifically, I truly, truly fell in love with my own solitude. I definitely also learned a balance between spending time with myself and also socializing, spending time with family and friends. And I think that's also important as well. Just being able to enjoy alone time, but also make time for your community. But I'm really proud of myself for going out of my comfort zone a lot this year, trying new things, taking myself on different types of solo dates, just getting to know myself in different ways and just building my confidence in that way. And that's definitely something I want to continue in the new year, just finding more ways to spend time with myself and continuing stepping outside of my comfort zone. The second thing that I'm really proud of from this year is I stopped being afraid to walk away. This year, I left jobs, I ended friendships, I broke old patterns. I have just become this new person where as soon as something is not aligned or it doesn't feel right, I will leave. I will walk away. I will leave. I will remove myself. I will leave. And I think the biggest thing is I no longer feel guilty about it either, because this is not the first year where I've had to leave a job or end a friendship or walk away from something. But this is the first year where I've been able to do that and I feel zero guilt. And that feels so damn good. And that kind of brings me to my third thing that I'm really proud of from this year, and it's that I finally dropped the people pleasing in me. And again, this is something that I've been unpacking for years, but this was the year I truly let it go. And I think every people pleaser reaches a breaking point where they start setting boundaries and it feels like becoming the villain, but it really is just you knowing your worth, setting boundaries, and choosing to no longer people please. But again, this is the first year I'm no longer people pleasing and I don't feel guilty about it. Whereas years before, when I was slowly trying to break the habit of people pleasing, I would always feel like, oh my gosh, I'm such a horrible person. I would feel so much guilt. And this year, I was like, no, I'm not tolerating this and I don't feel bad that I'm setting this boundary. I don't accept this and I don't feel bad that I'm walking away. And that truly is so unmatched. I can't even find the right word to describe what that feeling is like, but I definitely felt it this year. And I'm really, really, really proud of myself for that, because that's something that I've struggled with my entire life. Another thing that I'm really proud of this year is that I made a flower bouquet every single month in 2025. And I know this might sound small or silly, but it's something that I'm genuinely really proud of. So at the start of this year, I told myself I wanted one of my hobbies to be flower arranging, something just for myself to do for fun. And I made a promise to create one bouquet every single month, and I actually did it. And it feels so good to follow through on something for myself. And it's also been a very enjoyable thing that I looked for to every single month. It was a way for me to practice a new skill set, learn something new, be creative, also romanticize my life, make my home more beautiful. And it's something that is relatively inexpensive. You just get a few flowers from Trader Joe's and get to work. But this is definitely something that I want to continue in 2026. And the last thing that I'm genuinely proud of from 2025 is that I had another successful year getting paid to do what I love, being myself, sharing my thoughts, and that is just insane to me. That's something that I have to constantly remind myself of, because at one point, that was a dream, that was a goal of mine, to be able to get paid, make a living doing something that I loved, to be me and share my thoughts, and I had another successful year doing that. And on top of that, I'm really proud of the podcast rebrand that we did this year. So before the whole rebrand name change of the podcast, I was feeling really uninspired with the podcast and even questioning if I still wanted to do it. And through thinking it through, rebranding, making a little tweaks here and there, it reminded me that just because something isn't working the way that it used to, or you don't feel the same way about it, it doesn't mean that you have to quit. Sometimes all you need is a little rebrand or rethinking your approach and just breathing new life into a project. And I'm so glad that I did that, because I truly have re-fallen in love with podcasting this year. And I just cannot wait to get back to the podcast when I have a full battery, when I'm fully recharged and feeling my best. So I can only imagine how much better the podcast will be. Those are just some of my moments that I'm genuinely proud of. As I step into 2026, it really feels like I'm walking in with a clean, brand new slate. 2025, I let go of everything that was weighing me down, everything that was not for me, and it genuinely feels like I'm about to begin a completely brand new chapter, and I'm so excited for that, to know that I get to choose what stays, what goes, to know that nothing is holding me back anymore. It feels like I finally have that space, the clarity, the freedom to build a life that actually feels good to me, and not the one that I thought I should want, but the one I actually want. And for that, I am so, so, so excited for 2026 and all that is to come. But before we end off our last and final episode of 2025, I have my journal prompt of the week for you. And that is, how has my life, or how have I changed from the start of this year to now? So let this be a moment to reflect on who you were at the beginning of this year, what your life looked like, who you are now, as we're nearing the end of 2025 and what your life looks like now, and just reflect on what's changed, what's different, what's come, what's gone. But that is all I have to say for this week's episode. I really hope that you enjoy today's conversation. As a reminder, this is our last and final episode of 2025. We are going on a hiatus for the next few weeks. If you missed the podcast, you can always re-listen to old episodes. But anyways, I really hope that you enjoy today's conversation. Don't forget to give the podcast a 5-star review. Send this episode to anyone who you think may also enjoy today's talk. As always, I will see you Sunday.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.